find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your behavior.
It's Sunday, boys and girls, and another edition of Butch on Sports is here. Hey, I am simply Butch, and as always, thanks for tuning in here, boys and girls, ladies and gents, and stuff like that there. Clearing my throat for the first time. We're going to give you some sports news you can't get enough of. This has been a very busy weekend, so let me go digging on into it there. Right now, I was watching the Pistons before I went on the air here doing this podcast. And right now the Pistons are having a problem with the Orlando Magic down in Orlando, boys and girls. The Pistons are trailing in the half by 12. And I'm just being very nice there. Orlando at least got 50-something points. Deduct 12 from that there. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. In the meanwhile, the Detroit Pistons announced today that DeLon Wright suffered a grade 2 right groin strain in Memphis 2 days ago and will be re-evaluated in 2 weeks there. Wright is averaging a career-high points of 10.7 points per game, 4.6 rebounds, and 4.9 assists, while shooting a career high of 47% from the field and 38% beyond his arc in 29 games for the Detroit Pistons this year. He was just getting into a groove, that's what I would say, being that Derrick Rose is gone, and now you have Smith, which basically right now has not caught up to snuff there. Which brings Mr. Lee in the picture. And Lee is doing a pretty fantastic job right now for his first start of the season for Detroit Pistons there. And they would not be as close as they are if it wasn't for some of his scoring. I'm just giving you some bylines of what I was watching in the first half and giving last names only. Pistons are on right now on Fox Sports Detroit there, okay? And if I get any more news before I get off this podcast, I'll give it to you. I'm not shy. Yes, early today, 16-1, number 3, Wolverines of Michigan traveled to Columbus to face their arch rivals, number 4, Ohio State Buckeyes, behind an incredible showing by U of M stars. Incredible one by center Hunter Dickerson. Juwan Howard's red hot squad was able to cling closely a huge contest that was very, very good indeed for 40 minutes. A slobber knocker, as Jim Ross would call it. They did win 92-87. And that will be talked about when they pick, you know, Dibbies. Which in about 2 weeks or so for the portions of the NCAA tournament is going to be in Indianapolis, Indiana this year. Yep, it will be dealt with. Meanwhile, the Spartans did win this past weekend too. So they're not out the woods yet there. The Spartans are going to have to clean up. I mean, they got to win the majority of the games. I'm quite sure they got one with Michigan. And also, and this is the biggie, got to show very good in the tournament. Or they won't be in the NCAA for this year. Speaking of NCAA, the 2021 Horizon League Basketball Championship will begin on February the 25th and March the 2nd. Also, will be a date that the particular round robins, or like I say, splits here, have been molded up. In the Horizon League, they got 12 teams. The first four teams have a bye in the first round. They won't start to the second round. So from February the February 25th and March the 2nd, the Big Bad Boogie Bears get to play there. Now, just saying, just letting you know right now, Oakland is one of those Big Bad Boogie Bears there in the Horizon League. They will not have to play the first half. They just made it by being in fourth place. Now, UAD Mercy is number five. So they didn't make it, but they'll start on the 25th. They will play RMU or Robert Morris University, okay? Youngstown will play University of Chicago. And the list goes on and on with Green Bay and Purdue with Fort Wayne, and IPU-UI will play Milwaukee. But from that point on, then, they'll break it all down. They'll have another tournament setting for the round two, which Oakland will find out who's left in that particular round one. And then you get the semifinals or quarterfinals or whatever you want to call it, and the finals there. So we'll know approximately about 10 days who's going to represent the Horizon League in the NCAAs. Excuse me. Wade Manuel, the Donald R. Shepherd Director of Athletics at the University of Michigan, has agreed to a 5-year contract extension, and the continuance leading to the athletic department. The reappointment was recommended by University of President Mark A. Schissel and approved today by the Board of Regents. Of course, Manuel earned his 3 degrees from the University of Michigan, completed football and track and field as an undergraduate, and also seeks a contract extension through June the 30th, 2026. What a lucky guy there. He's only the 12th athletic director in University of Michigan illustrated history. Manuel will return. He returned to the University of Michigan in 2016 following a successful tenure as an athletic director at the University of Connecticut. And in this day, when University of Connecticut was, of course, in the Big East, and then they had football and all, Manuel was very successful getting that particular, or those particular programs on the map. And he did very well indeed, especially when it came down to football. So he justified the means. And University of Michigan is not a bum. They got some good people up there. Now they got to get some good players, especially in football. Basketball, they humming. Baseball, oh yeah, they cool. So they're not a spring chicken when it comes down to leading the pack. We ain't talked about swimming and diving and a whole lot of other sports that University of Michigan is very well noted with. Women's basketball. So he's done a very good job there, putting around good people who's not getting in any trouble with the NCAA on doing something illegal and whatnot there. God bless the man. Mathias Broom, he scored his first NHL goal late in the second period, and the Red Wings held on for a 2-1 victory over Florida on Saturday night there, boys and girls. They kind of made up for the game that they lost the night before, and that was 7-2, and that was a rear-end kicking second to none. And I mean, the Red Wings, they got whipped. But they came back and showed themselves that they can be a very competition, a very competing team if they get on each other and play some good defense and also shoot the doggone puck. That seemed to be a problem for them. The better team, they shoot the puck, they charge the net or charge the boards or wherever the puck is going to go, and they help out each other. The Red Wings don't seem to do that often, especially if the defense got to improve. They got some good goaltenders. And Bernier, since he's been back, has been extraordinary. So So don't blame it on that. They got to just get themselves together. Mr. Larkin's got to get his boys together there. I don't know what he got to do, but get them together where everybody's playing together. Speaking of hockey, this weekend had his the dude drop in at Lake Tahoe. I get what I say, Lake Tahoe. Lake Tahoe there, boys and girls. Of course, right now, the Boston Bruins are getting ready. They get ready or have started the Philadelphia Flyers in the NHL Outdoor Series there for the first time. They get a chance to wear their retro jerseys there. Now, I bet you they're pissed on. I haven't watched the game as of yet there, but I'm keeping my eye on it along with the Pistons. Now, yesterday I watched the thing. It was a different story. I thought I was drinking, but I had not had one drop. I had orange juice. And I can understand. They're still playing? This is not, Stanley Cups here. This is not a film either. However, yesterday, they started off in the afternoon. They changed the time from, what was it? It was from 3 to 2 o'clock. And between the first and second period there, by golly, they had more troubles than a knocker there. The Sun was the ruler. And the Las Vegas Golden Knights and the Colorado Avalanche at Lake Tahoe, they decided to halt the game. And they halted it indeed. And because of the bright sun and the temperature hovering over the freezing, around the freezing point or beyond, it led to very poor ice conditions, and they had the players and officials repeatedly falling on their butts. They were finding holes in the ice. But the game resumed 8 hours and 7 minutes later, around about Pacific time, 9:02. That is 12:02 Eastern Standard Time, boys and girls, and you're not looking at it. But they did get the game started. With the Avalanche leading and end up winning the game 3-2 over the Golden Knights. So, no, you're not drunk, boys. No, you didn't have too much to drink. And no one knocked you out. It really happened. But they got the game in. By God. What else should I say about this nice little... Yeah, the Pistons started the second half off. They're still trailing. The Detroit Lions. I haven't said too much about the, good about Detroit Lions all last season. Getting ready for the new season with new coaches, galore, new head coaches, new general manager, a different attitude or a grizzly attitude going back to maybe the black and blue division where Campbell said he's going after people's kneecaps and stuff there. And we'll take off the other one as well. That's okay, but let me tell you one thing that Detroit ought to be proud of. The Detroit Lions remain one of the most affordable tickets and fans experiences in the NFL. Four teams have lowered ticket prices to go to a game than the Detroit Lions. Only four. I'm just telling you, it's one of the best bargains around. The list was compiled by TN Bets. They broke down the cost of a single ticket, two beers, one hot dog, and a fee for parking. Now, if you do that at Ford Field, and I repeat, the cost of the ticket, two beers, one hot dog, and the fee to parking, you would spend $126.87. What a deal. That's one person, by the way, boys and girls. Times four people and... you got yourself a winning $500 day. Now, the newer stadiums, here we go. And let's use the example of the Raiders Stadium in Las Vegas. is over $100 more. So you're expected to pay one person $226.87 or more to have a nice time per person. If you're going to see the Raiders at home, then the Lions. And by the way, let me rip this on up to you here, give you the goodies here. The most expensive ticket is the Raiders. It's $223. That is a ticket to go see a Raider game. So it would be very nice. I didn't even include the hot dogs, the wieners, and all the other stuff on top of that ticket. But the Raiders have the most expensive ticket. The most expensive beer is the Raiders. Again, at $13 a beer. The Chargers, the Rams, and the Raiders again, to buy a hot dog is $7.50. Now, parking is won by the Dallas Cowboys. You park your car there, it will cost you just a ridiculous low price of $75. Think about it, boys and girls, if you got nothing else to do after you do all of that. What a bargain to see the Detroit Lions this year. And by golly, by the way, they have not went up with those prices. They're going to freeze them for 2021. When and when they allow people in there, or citizens, boys and girls. Hey, what a deal. Think about it. You could be spending a whole heck of a lot of money somewhere else, but Detroit has saved you. Now, when they start winning, I expect those ticket prices to kind of, well, you know what I'm talking about. And with that, boys and girls, ends another edition of Butch on Sports. Why should I do it that way? Hey, Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check me out on Facebook, as usual, boys and girls. And also check me out on Podomatic.com by typing on your browser SimpleButchTotal.com. And it'll take you straight to the page. I have all kinds of selections and stuff like that there. You can also go to the GameSportsShow.podbean.com. And don't forget, tomorrow night's another night for work night for Butch. You'll be on the Game Sports Show around about 6:45, but you can kind of cheat if you got your systems working like a lot of us don't, you know. And check out the show. It's 6 o'clock. It's Scott Nason, EJ Russell, myself, Danny McKay. So, hey, what can you do? You can do other things. But, hey, tomorrow's a special day. Hey! And it's going to be a long day for yours truly here. But, hey, I'm not worried about it. I enjoyed your company. Tell your friends about Butch on Sports. Have a great beginning of the week. We'll check you out on Wednesday.